An ESA Township man is among 8 individuals charged in relation to an art fraud investigation. Police say the investigation involves the alleged production, distribution and sale of fake artwork falsely attributed to the late Moriso, also known as Copper Thunderbird, an indigenous artist. More than 1,000 alleged fraudulent paintings, prints and other artworks have been seized, says a news release issued by OPP on Friday. Some of these paintings sold for tens of thousands of dollars to unsuspecting members of the public who had no reason to believe they weren't genuine. James White, 81, of ESA Township, has been charged with uttering a forged document contrary to Section 368 of the Criminal Code, defraud the public over $5,000 contrary to Section 381 of the Criminal Code, fraud over $5,000 contrary to Section 381 of the Criminal Code X2, possess property obtained by crime for the purpose of trafficking contrary to Section 355.4 of the Criminal Code. On March 1, 2023, the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, and the Thunder Bay Police Service, TBPS, arrested 8 people for their alleged involvement in the fraudulent manufacturing and distribution of artwork purported to be that of Indigenous artist Norval Moriso. Also charged in the investigation are 5 Thunder Bay residents, 1 man from Niagara-on-the-Lake, and a man from the Markham area. Moriso was a prolific Indigenous artist from the Bingley Nayashi Anishinaabeg First Nation. Before his death in 2007, police say allegations began to emerge of individuals creating and selling art under his name and made in his distinctive woodland school of art style. Norval Moriso was a prominent artist of the Thunder Bay region, and to profit off of his name is not only unethical, but also illegal. Together with the Ontario Provincial Police, I congratulate all involved for the successful resolution of such an important investigation, Thunder Bay Police Chief Dan Taddeo said in a news release. Since 2020 and together with Thunder Bay Police, a major case manager with the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch has been leading the investigation of the alleged production, distribution and sale of fake artwork falsely attributed to the late Moriso. It was important for the OPP and the Thunder Bay Police Service to identify and hold accountable those who allegedly profited illegally by forging Norval Moriso's artwork, OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick said in a news release. The results of this investigation are a testament to the commitment and competence of the investigators and the collaboration of policing partners. As a result of the 2.5-year investigation, 8 people were arrested and are facing 40 total charges. Police say more than 1,000 alleged fraudulent paintings, prints and other artworks have been seized. Some of these paintings sold for tens of thousands of dollars to unsuspecting members of the public who had no reason to believe they weren't genuine, police said in a news release. The OPP says is not in a position to authenticate any artwork. Anyone who believes they may be in possession of a suspected forgery or fraudulent work of art is advised to seek legal advice by contacting a lawyer or the Law Society of Ontario, which operates the Law Society Referral Service. This service provides a free half-hour consultation with a lawyer. For more information, click here.